This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at, Health and Human Services announces ICD-10 implementation date, and finally a story about PQRS group practice reporting option. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 472, recorded August 15th, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued a final rule in the Federal Register on July 31st of this year, firmly establishing October 1st, 2015... Again, that's October 1st, 2015, as the official compliance date for providers, health plans, and clearinghouses to transition to ICD-10. The final rule implements Section 212 of the Protecting Access to Medicare Act of 2014 by changing the compliance date for the International Classification of Diseases 10th Revision Clinical Modification, that's ICD-10-CM, for diagnosis coding, including the official ICD-10-CM guidelines for coding and reporting, and the International Classification of Diseases 10th Revision Procedure Coding System, that's ICD-10-PCS, for inpatient hospital coding, procedure coding, including the official ICD-10-PCS guidelines for coding and reporting, from October 1st, 2014 to the new date, implementation date of October 1st, 2015. The ruling also requires the continued use of International Classification of Diseases 9th Revision Clinical Modification, Volumes 1 and Volume 2, Diagnosis, and Volume 3 for Procedures, that's ICD-9-CM, including the official ICD-9-CM guidelines for coding and reporting through September 30th, 2015. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. The CMS in the United States, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has announced that eligible professionals are now able to register for the group practice reporting option. Registration for the 2014 PQRS program will be open until September 30th. Group practices participating in GPRO that satisfactorily report data are eligible for a 0.5% incentive payment and will avoid the 2% 2016 PQRS payment penalty. To earn the incentive payment and avoid the penalty, group practices may register via, first, a qualified PQRS registry, second, directly from EHR using certified EHR technology, or third, via CEHRT, via data submission vendor. Groups with 25 or more eligible professionals may also participate via web interface or CGCAHPS via CMS certified survey vendor. Again, surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Ayn Rand. The question isn't who is going to let me, it's who is going to stop me. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.